Fly vardagen en stund med GVS ljudböcker.
Stenar och slagord flyger genom luften. Däck och bilar sätts i brand, hör vi genom våra kontakter.
Men det här är ju han. Cesar klappade Arturo på axeln. Vem han? Grinige byggaren från TV. Lyssna gratis på GVS ljudböcker. Finns hos Acast eller där du hittar dina poddar.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Krull och kriminell.
I don't want to give honor to any gang. So I was from Boyle Heights area, the Ramona Gardens housing projects, and that's what I usually say.
Hector Verdugo arbetar idag sedan 10 år för Homeboy Industries, som är Los Angeles största gäng av hopparverksamhet. Årligen söker sig 10 000-tals tjejer och killar dit för att få hjälp, bland annat med anger management, olika utbildningsprogram och tatueringsborttagning. Men precis som för Hector och alla andra har allt en början.
My life started with chaotically, as my twin brother and I were born. My dad had just died a week before we were born from heroin overdose. And my mom was a heroin addict for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. So witnessed domestic violence and all this crazy stuff and them shooting heroin, you know, with just a little sheet between us. But you could see from the light on that side of the sheet that what they were doing to shoot up heroin. And we knew it was wrong, but we didn't really, you know, we had no authority. We had no authority. We're, you know, kids, you know. And so growing up, seeing all this stuff, my mom finally leaving this guy who was trying to kick her ass all the time. We're not trying to. He was actually doing it. And us. We went back to my grandmother's house, which was in the housing projects in Ramona Gardens. And we kind of grew up there with all my cousins and aunts and uncles, and they were all gang members. And so we just grew up in this lifestyle that was normal to us, you know, to see, you know, guns and drugs and the effects of drugs, what it does to our family. Poverty is huge, huge, you know, hardly any food in the kitchen. And my grandma just the only one just trying to hold it all together. And you know, incarceration was a part of life. You know, my mom would get busted. Then we had to go visit her and learn how to just talk to her through a thick glass and phones, you know, looking at each other. And
what age were you then?
That was probably 9, 10 years old, and probably younger than that. But and it was many times. It wasn't just at 9 years old. It was probably from, you know, 6 or 7 till about 12 when I started getting into the lifestyle of gang banging, and then we were all busted. My mom was busted. My twin brother was busted. My older brother was busted. I was busted. Even my little brother got busted. I remember at one time, everybody in my family was in jail. All of us were in juvenile hall. My older brother was in county jail, and my mom was in jail also.
And at that age, what were you busted for?
Carjacking was one of them. You know, just getting a gun and putting it on the guy and just telling him, give me your car keys and give me your wallet, and jumping in his car. And I mean, I needed a ride, but that's not the way to do it. Again, this is like stuff that's like normal, like no big deal, you know. And even going into juvenile hall was not a big deal. We were set up for it. My friends would fight with me on purpose just to get me tough and get me ready to go into juvenile hall. And
what's that? Why do you want to go there?
Well, juvenile hall was just, do you know what juvenile hall is?
Ett slags ungdomsfängelse för alla under 18 år, men också ett slags test och prov för ditt psyke som sen ger ett kvitto för din så kallade lämplighet som blivande gängmedlem. För oavsett hur du klarar miljön där inne så har du skaffat dig ett rykte och namn.
To go to juvenile hall is like, now you're not with your homeboys. Now you're by yourself. Now let's see how tough you are. So it's a rites of passage almost in a way to go to juvenile hall. So, and then when you go to juvenile hall, you eat good, you know, you're fighting all the time. You know, most of the time you're by yourself, but sometimes you bump into your homeboys in there. And then when you come out, you're buff, you know what I mean? You've been working out, you've been eating, you stretched, because you finally get good eating and good sleeping. So you come out big, you know, and you're like a hero, you know, when you go back to your neighborhood, you know? If you did good. If you didn't do good, if you kept on getting beat up in there, if, you know, you're considered a punk, then you got more ass kickings when you got out. Your neighborhood starts to shun you. You still get a bad reputation. And that's like, you'd rather be dead than that. So in your mind, that will not happen. Absolutely not. Kill me better. But, you know, no matter how big you are, I'm going to fight with you. And you might kick my ass, but you're going to know that I didn't back down. And even when you lose those fights, you still win. Just from that, just as like, fuck it, let's go then, you know? And that's why the guys used to test you, used to want to fight with you to make sure that you're ready for that. And it's, you know, in that mentality, in that type of subculture, that's the right thing to do. It sounds weird, but as a man, as a clear-minded man now, it's horrible. Why would you do that? It doesn't make no sense. But that's because I understand now. But back in that world, it makes all the sense. It's the right thing to do.
What age are we talking about there?
13, 14. Some guys are going as young as 12. Even younger than that, really. But the majority of the people, 12, 13, 14.
And then when you came back, how was the situation for you?
Again, like, you come out, you have a good reputation, and you walk with your chest a little high. But you really come back to the same shit. You come back to drugs. You come back to poverty. You come back to nothing. Nothing that's going to make your situation better. And even when there is opportunity, like school or whatever, your mind is not on that. Your mind is, where am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? What's going to happen tomorrow? Who's going to die today? And it's not going to be me. That's what goes through your mind. How do I make money right now? No job is going to hire me. So how am I going to make money? Then you figure it out. Drug sales are a big thing.
Om det nu finns någon förklaring, vilken är då den att just Hector hamnade i gängmiljön?
Is this the fan?
Yeah.
This is the fan. That's how. Okay. Just as we, so we know.
Those are waves. Those are the waves of Southern California. Malibu Beach. So there's two things with that. Like, there's being brought up in the lifestyle, so you're kind of bred to be that in gangs. And on the other side is, I remember saying, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to do this. And I tried to step away, but I was quickly rejected into, well, where else could I go? Let me see if these guys will, you know, let me kick it with them. They're different. And they're like, get away from here. You belong over there. And I hate rejection. So I quickly said, that was a stupid mistake. And this is a kid. This is 13 years old. You know, this is that I would say, definitely I need to be in this section because no one else is going to want me. You're hanging out with other kids. Let's take away the gang part. You're a hurt individual, a hurt kid. You're not nourished as a child should be nourished by his mother and father and loved. And the gang should be your family. That's the structure, the natural structure of a family, the way it should be. When there's a piece of that triangle that's out, mainly love, you know, your father's not there, your mom's on drugs, or your mom and dad are working day and night just to keep up with the bills or whatever, there's a sort of neglect inside there, inside that family. That kid is not being nourished with love, protection, you know, the self-confidence that a father and a mother would give you. So you're broken. With that brokenness, you're out, you know, like you get away from the house. You can't stand your house because it's not taking care of you. So you leave the house. Then you hang out. You attract other broken people into your life. You know, that's why you see relationships with men and women, they're always fighting. Like, it doesn't work. They're broken and you're broken. And so you get together thinking that you're going to fix each other, but you guys are just connected to each other's pain. And now you're broken together and that it never seems to work. So as an individual, you come out, you hang out with other kids that are broken, that, you know, other kids are starting to hang out, especially in a place where there's poverty and dysfunction as a society. And then you put a label on that group of kids as they accept that label and want that label because at least I'm this. And that label is the gang name. And then we're a gang.
What would you say is the biggest myths about the gang life and the gangs?
I think some of the biggest myths are that gangs seek you out to join their gang. I think that's a myth. That blood in, blood out. You know, they jump you in and then you got to get killed if you want to leave the gang. I think that's a myth. I don't know. Whatever Hollywood puts on top of things, you know? And I've noticed that gangs pick up those myths and make it a part of there, but it really doesn't work. But they try to make it sound like, you know, it's about who's the baddest and all that stuff like that. But it never really works because we're human beings, man. And we're not like blood in, blood out and you got to kill and all that stuff like that. That's just Hollywood stuff, you know? Just hurt individuals, man. Putting bricks and mortar around their heart not to be hurt again. And yes, you will hurt other people. You will transmit your pain. And we choose to transform our pain when we're here at Homeboy Industries in a place like this. I remember when I came to Homeboy Industries, and then Father Greg asked me, Hector, why did you get jumped into a gang? And I told him, well, you know, my family's from a gang, and you know, I grew up with, you know, gang members and, you know, there's the money. There's always the pretty girls like the gang members. So there's the girls, you know, notoriety, if you want to call it that. And he goes, no. Let me tell you why you got jumped into a gang. And I was like, whoa, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you're a priest, man. You're a white priest. How are you going to tell me why I got jumped into a gang? I didn't say that. I thought that. And I said to myself, shut up, Hector, and listen to what this man has to tell you. And Father Greg went on to say, you got jumped into a gang because you were running from something. You were running from your home. And as he's speaking to me, telling me that, images started coming into my mind of what I was actually running from. I was running from nothing in my refrigerator, my mom nodding out on drugs, my uncle's coming in all beamed up on crack. us little cousins sleeping like sardines in the front room of my grandmother's, you know, one or two bedroom apartment. And I said to myself, oh shit, I didn't know that I was running from my own home.
Enligt Hector är en del av förklaringen till deras framgång med att hjälpa gängmedlemmar att lämna livet på gatorna ett konsekvent krav på totalt distanserande från det gamla livet.
In the beginning we said at Homeboy Industries, no hanging, slanging or banging. Like, you can't come over here and gangbang. You know what I mean? We don't say denounce your gang. You can't be from that. We just say, look, we're not a job. We're a program. And the program is to help you because you want help. Because I didn't go and get you from your gang, right? No. You walked in. Because why? Well, because I want a job. We're not a job. We want to help people. Okay, well, I want your help. Well, good. Because I want to help you. Are you gangbanging? Well, yeah. Well, then I can't help you. Let me know when you want to stop gangbanging. Then I could help you. Because you make the choice to stop. So let me know when you're... hey dog, I ain't gonna stop gangbanging. Oh, cool, that's cool. I'm not telling you. I think that, you know, that's gonna lead you to death. As you know, you're gonna go back to prison. You know, you're gonna get shot again. You know, this time you might not make it. But if that's what you choose, then go do it. You're in the wrong place. Because you're not gonna gangbang right here. Or it could be, yeah, I just wanna change, homie. I'm, you know, I gangbang, but I don't wanna gangbang no more. I wanna change. Cool, I could work with that. So look it, you know, you can't bring your hats, no gang affiliation in this place. I want to help you. You got to be willing for us to help you. I want to be able to help you by putting the tools of what we have here at Homeboy Industries for you. But you have to grab those tools and you have to use those tools to in your life that's going to help you change. Believe me, it's possible. You could never go back to prison again. You can have that job where you're going to provide for your family, have that car, get a house. That's real. That can happen if you want it. So then they have to make a choice. And if they choose to come with us, then we bring them into the program. It's on you. It's not on me. You know, I gangbang, but I want to come here. Yeah, sorry, dog. I don't want no gangbanging here. So if he wants to change, then we'll see that. And then if you... love is going to trump gangs. And that you show them love and respect and honor and not hatred or darkness or anything. You show them light. That's what we wanted since we were little kids. Maybe I can't take it. It's too much. Fuck this. I'm going to go back to my gang. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you know, it's not cool. I wish you could stay here. But if you choose to go back, go back. I guarantee you, you're going to come back here because you've already tasted love. You already tasted acceptance. I know it's hard, but you're going to go back to that darkness, to that muck, and you're going to say, fuck this. It's better on that side. And then they come back. They don't come back fully. You know, it takes a couple times. But as long as we keep that door open, as long as we love, but hey, if you start doing drugs, afuera, you gotta go. You know what I mean? We'll send you to rehab. If you choose not to go to rehab, then you choose not to work on yourself. And I'm sorry, I love you. Come back when you're ready. And that's where we have to hold a certain line, you know? We're just one place. Your enemy will be here. Your gang enemy, he's here. For sure. Because we have so many different gangs here. So, can you handle it? Yeah, I can handle it. Okay, cool. Nah, fuck that. I can't handle it. Okay, cool. Come back when you can handle it. There's no way around it. You know? And once in a while, we have a fight. And usually, the fights are not on gang, you know, like gang enemies. Usually, it's just a misunderstanding. And because of the therapeutic aspect of Homeboy Industries, usually what's going on is you're hitting the pain that you have inside. And so, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? And he's like, what? What the fuck are you looking at? And then it turns into a fight. And then we break up and say, what's wrong? And he goes, I don't know. He started tripping on me. What's wrong? What? it's because of this and that, and it had nothing to do with this, you know?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I hear the word. Everyone is talking about it. Gangbanging. Can you describe the word? What does it mean?
Gangbanging is just representing a gang, going out of your circle of your neighborhood, going, seeing other gangs, fighting with them, shooting at them, riding on walls. That's mainly gangbanging. Trying to kill each other and all that stuff.
How come you ended up eventually? I mean, when you left the gang life?
Well, there was a lot of things. You know, one thing was just me thinking and just thinking about my family. And my grandfather was a gang member, died of heroin. My father was a gang member, died of heroin. I'm a gang member, and I have sons. And I said, if I don't change, this keeps going. My sons are going to be gang members. Their sons are going to be gang members. Something has to change. Another thing was, I got busted for, you know, 4 attempted murders. And I'm in jail. And I'm going to face the rest of my life in prison. And I said, is this worth it? You know, is this worth it? You know, some guys had robbed me. When I had left my house, they raided my house and they got all my stuff. And then, you know, stuff happened after that. And then I'm arrested, facing the rest of my life in prison. Was it worth it? Because you're going to do the rest of your life. I have a lot of friends that are doing prison. They're going to be in prison for the rest of their lives. A lot of my friends. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because the reality is I could go to any prison in any yard in California and some of my friends are going to be there. Not one, some. And that's normal. And I don't want... I've been to prison before. I don't want to do that. I don't accept that. So by the grace of God, I beat my case. And then I said, now what? Now what are you going to do? And I didn't know what to do. I thought, well, oh, I'll just get a job and live happily ever after. And I did. I got a job and I partied. You know, I mean, I got a job from, you know, Monday through Friday. On Friday, I would leave a little bit early from that job. I would party from Friday to Monday early in the morning and then show up on time at my job, barely make it through that day. Try to recover, do that week after week after week after week. And in between that, those weekends was smashing fools, drunk, happy, acting like I'm happy. But I kept on going, almost going back to prison, you know, just like over and over again. And I was saying, hey, stupid, wake up, wake up. You just beat this case. You're going. You look it. You know this is your time is going to come up. Someone's going to either shoot you, or you're going to go to prison for, you know, ugly things. And I was like, I thought I could do this. What happened to me? Who am I that I can't even control my actions? That's when I knew I needed help. And that's when I quit that job and just came to Homeboy, not knowing if I was gonna make it in here. I didn't know if they were gonna keep me. And I just said, like, I don't care what happens. I just need something to happen because this is not working. And I don't want to go back to prison. I don't want this lifestyle. I thought I was smart enough to change things, but something is wrong with me and I need to deal with it. And it's just the pain that I had that I didn't know I had. And then when it lays out, when you talk about your life and you look at your life, you're like, oh shit, that makes sense. That's why my actions are the way they are. And nobody did what I'm doing from my grandfather down to change this cycle. And I have to change it. It's significant. I don't want my kids living like the way I lived.
Hur har då Hectors nya väg i livet påverkat hans familj, som till stora delar också alltid levt ett liv kopplat till gängen i Los Angeles? Speciellt då hans tvillingbror, som ännu inte riktigt nått lika långt i sin process som Hector.
Yeah, a lot of my family, they've seen the route that I've took and haven't got jumped into gangs. There's still trouble. It's not like if everything's all perfect. It's not. You know, definitely a change for the better. Definitely.
And what happened with your twin brother?
My twin brother, he got shot in the head. He has a bullet in his brain. He went to prison and then he got out and a friend of mine got him into union. He's a plumber. And he struggles with what I struggle with. So we talk a lot. We talk about the pain that we've been through. But I get him to read certain books and to do the therapy and to understand, like, this is because we don't know how to handle the pain that we have. And so the results in our lives are what they are. If you don't transform that pain, you're going to transmit your pain. And people are going to be coming to you and they're, like, if you know, if I was a gangbanger, like, you put out an energy. So everybody's like, you know, they'll walk away from you or whatever. But somebody, some other gangbanger with the same energy is going to look at you and you guys are going to look at each other. And next thing you know, you're going to fight. You're going to be attracted to each other and you're going to fight. And I have to tell my brother that, look, everything that you're doing is attracted into your life.
So he's still in there?
He's not. He's not in there, but he's smart enough to know that he's not a gangbanger anymore. But yet you still attract negative energy to you. And we have to convert that to attract a certain positive, you know, energy.
I Sverige pratar man ofta om vikten av att få ett jobb och lägenhet när man efter till exempel avtjänat straff återigen släpps ut i samhället. Men enligt Hector är inte det just lika viktigt som att först komma till en brytning med det gamla livet och tänket.
Of course. That don't make no sense. It makes sense to the people who don't know. You know, come on, get out of prison, get a job, get your apartment, you're going to be fine. It don't work that way. You know, you get out of prison. The reason why you got in a prison because you have a pain, you have hurt. And then I could hand you a $100 job an hour and it'll be great for the first 3 weeks. Your pain is your pain. That ain't going away. Next thing you know, you're going to get fired. You're going to beat somebody up. You're going to curse your supervisor out. You're not happy with yourself. So no money thrown at you is going to make that change. Healing needs to happen. That's the main thing that we do here at Homeboys. And that's what changes people is healing. When you heal and re-identify who you are. Who are you? You're not, you know, sniper from this gang. That's your mask. You're George, you know? And you're an intelligent man, confident man, a loving man. That's who the real George is. And we got to get to George. We got to let Sniper die. And we'll kill his ass in here at Homeboys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the job in the apartment sounds nice. It sounds right to anybody outside of this. But anybody who knows that that's not going to work. And then they try to put their thumb on it like, hey, wait a minute. He had it all. And then he still threw it away. It happens over and over and over again. And come on now. It's not working. We got to try something different. And I think this is making that difference. A good life is out there if you want it. Just take the steps that we're giving and watch what happens. It'll change your whole life. Give it a chance. Just give it a chance. And I know that when you take this chance and you embrace this, even though you mess up and you end up going back to the gang, I guarantee you, you're going to come back over here. And you will, and they do.
Hector, thank you for the time.
Absolutely, brother. Cool, man. Thanks.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Fly vardagen en stund med GVS ljudböcker.
Stenar och slagord flyger genom luften. Däck och bilar sätts i brand, hör vi genom våra kontakter.
Men det här är ju han. Cesar klappar där Toro på axeln. Vem han? Grinige byggaren från TV. Lyssna gratis på GVS ljudböcker. Finns hos Acast eller där du hittar dina poddar.